Romans chapter 9. Let's start from verse 7. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham, we are considering the price of divine election. What are the things that God can consider as basis for considering you fit for several assignments?
In fact, as we are going to read it, okay, we'll start from verse 1. He said, it is even better, Paul was saying, it's better that I become accursed, like go to hell, if it will be an enough price for my people to go to heaven. God said, my friend, get out of the way. Even if you die, we will not change our mind. What made this thing come to this point? That's what we need to avoid. Because this, my message, is not just to individuals, it's to territories, it's to generations. Don't you think so? Because anytime I teach by according to the book of, let me show you. I want to show you a scripture. When somebody teaches or preaches, there are four particular ways he can teach. Let me see if I can find it. And I will show you what I normally do. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 6. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you? Except I shall speak to you either by, number one, note it. You have not. It has not occurred to you like this. I know you have read this place, but it has not occurred to you like this. Number one, what? Or number two, by what? Or number three, by what? Or number four, by what? So there are four major ways that you can attack the teaching and preaching ministry. There is the four major ways you can deliver the pulpit ministry. The first way is that the minister can deliver to you knowledge. The minister can deliver to you doctrine. The minister can deliver to you revelations. And the minister can deliver to you prophets. That is why, even if it is a teacher, if he moves to that prophetic dimension, he will be called a prophetic teacher. Somebody say prophetic teacher. Are you seeing it? If he's an evangelist moves to that, so and all that. So these are the four things you can deliver. So if you notice in our setting here, more often than not, we switch into all these four places, and you don't know when. Normally, we come here, and the target is to deliver information to you, deliver knowledge to you. Is it not true? But as we are going, you now found out that as I spoke, Elijah Ayogwe now said that, it seems as if I'm talking to you. He will say, it seems as if I'm talking to you. You will say, it seems as if I'm talking to you. That thing cannot be a product of just mere knowledge and doctrine. No. There is a prophetic dimension to the utterance that makes it able to minister to several people at the same time. There has to be a prophetic dimension behind it. Are you getting the point? And that prophetic dimension is actually this. Because we are in the conference, this is the exact part that we didn't get to in dealing with the oracles of God. That one, are you with me? Watch. You will notice that Paul went ahead in this place and told them that covet spiritual gifts, but even more so to what? Prophesy. Why? This is a teaching part that we would have laid down, doctrinal part that we would have laid down. And as I tried to teach in one of the sessions, I told you that the reason why Paul is saying it is there is a standard for measuring the impact of a man's ministry. And the standard is how many people are blessed, how many people are edified. Remember that somebody that is in ministry is not in ministry for himself. You are in ministry for God. Is it not true? That means God is the one that can determine how many people is actually blessed. The reason why I'm saying this thing is that according to the kind of ministry we are used to in this kind of place, I'm telling you because I was born in church, we can come and somebody will have a ministry and we come and then we pray for people and this person will give testimony. God gave me shoe. God gave me car. Gave me husband. Now, if you go and meet God, God will say that the ministry you actually delivered is just 5% of what it is for somebody to deliver ministry. That according to God's expectation, because the expectation of God is also dependent on what he wants to achieve. Is it not true? It is what you want to achieve that will make you to expect something. So because God is in an eternal building, the Bible told us in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, he said that ye are lively stones. You see? So God has considered us as living stones. If something is stone, then there is a building. Is it not true? So he said that ye are lively stones, that God wants to use us to construct his spiritual house and offer spiritual sacrifice. The implication of this is God only measures the ministry you delivered according to how much it has built something into people. Somebody came in your ministry 2 years after, the person can't even lead opening prayer, can't do anything. The person is still asking you, is he sin to drink alcohol? Just know that you have not done anything. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you are full of debate all up and down. No. It means that there is no edification. People are not being built up. There are questions people will ask. It will be a sign to you that this person is making progress. So Paul is saying, what kind of delivery can make as many people as possible to be brought into the boundaries of edification? And what kind of delivery can make as many as can deliver? Some of you don't know what it takes to deliver ministry to you. You are just taking it casual. Some of us pay a lot of price. Yes, just believe it. I know you have heard it many times, so you are now used to hearing it. That's why if you miss what I'm telling you, you will receive judgment from God. There are people that didn't hear what you heard. Somehow your ear blocks. You hear it, it enters and flies away. Come back next year and be complaining of the same thing. What is wrong with you? Put your hand. Say, Lord, give me an ear that hears. Give me an ear that hears. You are not serious. That's why they will still speak now. You will hear. You will not do anything. They will still speak. It will still come. You think it's because of hearing with these physical ears. You will not hear anything. In Jesus' name. Listen, second prayer. Put your hands on your eyes. Say, Lord, give me an eye that sees. Pray it. Pray it. Pray it. Oh, Jesus, help us. In Jesus' mighty name. The third prayer, put your hand in your heart. Say, Lord, give me a heart that understands. Pray it. Pray it. I will show you a scripture and it will shock you. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen to me. This guy, these three prayers is prayer. Why not show me that scripture? Where the scripture says God intentionally closed their heart so that in hearing they will not hear, in seeing they will not see, and then he made their hearts to wax gross, and they did not understand. Yes. That is Paul's problem. Get back to my... Okay, when you finish this one, you get back to my scripture. That was Paul's problem. Paul's problem is that when he had an encounter on the way to Damascus, what he found there was so much that he wondered why the whole of the Israelites, as his people by the flesh, did not rush into this thing. Watch. Are you seeing it? For these people's heart is what? Waxed gross. And their ears are what? Dull of hearing. And their eyes, they have what? Closed. Lest at any time they should see with their eyes. And their ear, and hear with their ears, or should understand with their heart. And if these three things does not happen, they will be what? Converted. And if they are not converted, God will not what? Heal them. You see it? Meanwhile, do you know the challenge? These people now that this thing is happening to, they will go down and be asking God, heal me, oh, heal me, heal me. When will you deliver us? When will you deliver us? When will you? God will say, Oga. God will say what?
Oga. Come, let's do you eye operation that you are blind, my friend. Come, let's open your ears. You need a heart surgery, major heart surgery. Where is Dr. Samuel? You need a major heart bypass surgery so that we'll remove all this nonsense that is there. And that's the major thing. Until that happens, that is a prerequisite. As we are going to touch on certain matters that I know it has become a teaching. And some of you will remember that I taught this thing about a year ago. Is it not true? Is it last year? But it's ending of last 2 years. So I can just call it just over a year ago. For me to repeat this teaching means that this is not one of the teaching you say you are grow. Get the old one, get the new one, get the ones that look like it, stay on them. As I taught you people yesterday, there are successive graduations and qualifications that made you meet for several categories of usages in the hand of God. Of course, if you don't pass grade one, you are not considered for grade two. But just because you are past grade one doesn't mean that grade two is automatic. Have you not noticed that you used to be usable? Just check. Let's even use Revival Hub in the last 4 years. 4 years ago, we can't do anything without some of you. Is it not true? We are successive. Now, you can actually stay 6 months and do nothing and we are not aware. That means you missed a class. Go back and pass. That's why we are teaching. You hear me? You do. 2 weeks later, you have lost focus. And then, we are back to square one. Say after me, Lord. This time around, I will focus. By your mercy, I shift. I keep telling you people, your job, it is good to ask God to use you, but it's even better to become a usable person. The summary of what it takes for you to meet up with divine election is what is it is actual. That is what it actually means to be usable. Are you seeing it? And as I will show you people, I told you people that the election of God is according to his purpose. So there is something in my heart as I was telling you people. I want, watch. Let's assume I want somebody that can give me the best wig. You are wearing wig. Are you getting the point? And this sister, she can plait the best hair. Follow me, oh. Are you seeing the challenge now? Can you see the challenge? She wants wig. But what you can do is plait hair. And you are the best in it. So, you are now angry. You are now disturbed. Why is God not choosing me? Shebi, I can plait hair more than every other person. Are you seeing it? But God can't do anything because his purpose, what he wants to achieve is what? Wig. Are you seeing it? So you should be gunning not for, you don't run, don't beat bush. That's what we taught the last time in gaining mastery. See, these two teachings is one after another. They are not two different teachings. They are one after another. And it's even sad that I didn't finish the teaching. Maybe in one of the morning sessions, I will give it to some of my disciples. We'll just record it and give them. We'll not, because we are past that level. Listen to me now. God has something he wants to achieve. In fact, not just what he wants to achieve, the way he wants to achieve it. Your job is not to be creative or do anything and tell God, okay, I'm very good in plating here. Why not use plating here? Why not plate here? Why not do it like this? You will stay there and be crying about plating here. 10 years will pass. 20 years will pass. After 25 years, you will see a younger man. He will now come out. An authority will come upon his head. Guess what you will become? Two things will happen to you. Either you become humble and submit, and then at least receive a measure. Or you become proud and fight it, and then you will be destroyed. Pray for 30 seconds. Say, Lord, show me mercy. Make it prayer. Some of you just say things in your mouth you don't mean.
say things, you don't mean it. When God comes to answer the prayer, he will suddenly find out you don't mean what you are saying. Miracle chuku chebendo be bela no nye nne wike woga. In Jesus' name. Watch, show me my book of Romans. I will just show you something. You will see. You will see. I went to Zambia. What happened in Zambia? I went to Zambia, I thought I was in Bedpans. Where is Bulldozer? Is it not true? I went to Zambia, I thought I was in Bedpans. People were hugging themselves 7-7, 10-10, 12-12. I did not tell them to do anything. I said, what is this? We had a long flight, almost 2 days flight. So by the time we entered, of course, there is difference in, what is it called? Time zone. So there is lag. We went from being behind to going ahead. So we went ahead. I think they are about 5 hours. Okay, first, we went to Kenya. Then, which is 5 hours. Then we came back to their own. And then my whole, of course, from experience, from when I went to, but your whole system is still, everything is in disarray. So I came down. I don't know whether I'm supposed to sleep or supposed to eat. I don't know what it was supposed to be. So they told me that the people are, it's first day, first session, people have jammed the hall. They said, Apostle, if you don't come, they will think we did while. Hi. I said, God, I'm too tired. I begged them, begged them, begged them. They agreed. After they agreed, for me to now rest, the main pastor now came and said, if, let me just come and greet them and go. Somebody say, come and greet them. My brother. To greet them, that's how we stayed for 3 hours. Do you know what's the problem? What's the challenge? As soon as I entered the hall, Jesus, the hunger, the prayer was so much that suddenly my garment came. In one moment, my tiredness left. I said, what is this? I've never seen something like that in a foreign nation. After all the things that happened in Zambia, you can ask Dennis now. They said that the impact of that meeting, people are still sending me videos of prayer meeting that broke out in the whole city, everywhere in the nation. People are praying like revival of nobody. None of us is there. All they did many times is to watch our bedpans and follow us online. And you are here physically and missed the same thing. Are you getting where I'm going? This teaching is too important for you to be casual. Why will somebody watch online in Zambia and become something that you, that is hanging around this town or this state or Nigeria, that even came physically, did not touch? God help me. So, listen to me. So, recently, the man now got across to us and told us that all the bishops and the Christian body around the country and all that is no more his church, is now coming together. And they said, I should come back again. The impact was so much that even the pastors admitted that something entered their church. So, what they need now is a territorial discipleship. Meanwhile, in this Nigeria, some people are saying, who are these people praying at this? What are they doing? We miss it. By the time we are coming back, is your great-grandchild that will be discipling you. God is no respecter of any man. I feel fire in my bosom. There is something inside. If I can drag you up and put you inside there, I will do it. Because I know how serious this thing is. That's how Paul was feeling here. To the point that he chose to die. Because he knew how serious it is, the matter that is being spoken about. So somebody came and told me, hey, that he would have loved to come home. But hey, when we come to Asaba, he will now come. He will want to come home. That, just imagine somebody saying, hey, we would have wanted to come home, but when we come to Rift, he will come. Imagine if Ekwensu may no go. This my laugh is not for my I feel. Watch, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Next verse. That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. Great heaviness and continual sorrow. Yes, next verse. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ. This is too serious. This is too serious. This man is willing to pay the ultimate price. Accursed from Christ for my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. My kinsmen according to the flesh. It's Paul speaking. You know this thing that we are doing that is shaking the world? Eh? If I stand here and ask, how many people here are from Newi? They will not be up to 10. You see, the thing has not changed from Bible time till now. Is it not true? I will not pray Paul's prayer. I will not be a curse for you. I will finish my calling and go. Even if I pray it, God will not answer it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Did God answer this one?
No.
I used to tell you people that part of the things you need to thank God about is the prayers you prayed he did not answer. You only thank him for the prayers he answered. What of the one he didn't answer? Like when you got angry with your complexion and say, why am I not a white man? Like, there are many things we did that time now. Those days, we are even young. I will see 50 Cent and envy him the way he is talking. It was late, I read that they shot him in the tongue. That's why he's talking like that. You see, many. God, thank you for not answering. You don't know. Just check the mumu prayer you prayed. You were 12 years old and you are praying to God to give you Mercedes Benz. To do what? You would have died, literally. Thank God for some prayers he didn't answer you. Some of you that prayed to be outside Nigeria, prayed and told God, if you don't give me the visa this year, I will backslide. What God's love did in this world? Stand up. What God's love did? This guy is not your mate. I know you think he looks young and all that. He has been laboring for this thing 10 years ago to move out. That's when his calling was so strong on him, he needed to get to Jamaica, South Africa, Zimbabwe. Give me the names. Where again? Ghana? Where? Zambia? UK, US. His contacts and members and followers are from these nations. He has started laboring long and contacted the nation. Meanwhile, people like me, that time as he's laboring, to tell you how backward we are in the woods laboring for God. We are trying to find God. Where are you? This guy has gotten international connection. How many times did you go for visa interview? Is it just two times? Is it once or two? Three times visa interview. I'm saying 2014. Almost 10 years. And he's not yet 30. So you need to know when this man started hustling. Be seated. I want to ask, as an undone cake and bread,
Huh? Finding yourself on the streets of Soweto. What shall be of your calling and mandate? Somebody arm him with mic. Arm him with mic. Give him mic. What should have been of your calling? That powerful calling with which the streets of Soweto. Hey, Jesus. Oh, yeah.
Papa. Oh, what can you do?
It's not a small thing. It would have gone very, very far away.
Who are Israelites to whom pertained the adoption? Look at what these people have for themselves, and it didn't matter anything in the context of election. And this is seemingly or obviously because of certain things that they didn't have, certain requirements that they didn't meet up to. Their advantage, what should have made for their advantage, counted for nothing because they were not found fundamentally in the place that those things will be activated. Are you getting the point? There are several things that should have counted for their advantage, but because they did not meet up with the fundamental requirements of being participants of the election. Because what in the first church, the first apostolic church, everybody that is born again is actually technically given a name called the elect. Are you with me now? I don't have time to go to the theological background. Because it is on the basis of giving them the name elect that we have two broad dimensions of theological leanings in the body of Christ. One is what we call Calvinism. And that came from John Calvin, a Swiss man. Are you getting the point? He is part of the people that they have four things that they believe. Let me just summarize it. This is what they believe. They just believe that God has known how many people that will be saved, that we don't need to do anything for them to be saved. All you need to do, if you will be saved, you will be saved. That's what they believe. And if you are saved, you can't be unsaved. So it's two very deadly ends. One is that they don't need to do anything. And then once you are saved, you will be forever saved. Are you getting the point? Then there is the one that is called Arminian. I'm not sure that's his original name. But he's a man that suffered and migrated to Holland, Dutch. And then from there, he developed a theology that was so powerful, it was until he died. Because having this new theology, this Calvinist theology, gives the elite power over the lesser ones. But the other man, when he teaches that, it is more like throwing out the power to become part of the kingdom of God and reaching out to everything you want to be in the kingdom of God to every individual. Are you getting the point? Are you seeing it? So, and if you do that, the power and authority of the physical church will be taken away from them because this is a time where there is a complete separation between the secular and the church. Or rather, what they were trying to do that time is either the church rules through the political powers or the political powers rules through the church. Are you seeing it? Which is too dangerous end. For a true work to be done, there has to be a separation of these two things. If you are with me so far, say amen. And that John Calvin was a direct disciple of Augustine. He was the one that started propounding these ideas. Follow me now. Follow me. Are you with me now? Now, the reason why they said this is because they feel that there is a particular set of people that God has elected and there is nothing we can do about it. Meanwhile, I think I need to explain to you, first of all, what it means to be elect in any context. So the fundamental context of the word election, it is not actually in ministry. Election in God's context is not fundamentally in a matter of ministry. Election in God's context is a fundamental issue of salvation. If you are with me so far, say amen. It is the salvific agenda
that is in the heart of God that necessitated the teaching of election. I think we have done it. We had a book we studied. We have done it with my leaders and all that. So you understand what is election. So watch, watch, watch. Every single person that is born again is elected. Now, let me tell you something about how God functions. I think my brother taught it when we were doing special classes. If you get born again, it is assumed that you are part of that elect. Are you getting the point? This is how God's rooster and book works. Have you heard of the scripture saying, I will blot out your name? What does he mean? The Bible also said that there is a book that is written before the foundation of this world. This is a mystery. It means that for you to properly understand the operations of God, it will be such that we have to leave our human understanding of the things that is spoken about in the scripture. We will have to align, we will have to come to where God is standing. And I taught you people the relationship between time and eternity, that God can come and tell you now, it has happened. For example, how many of you are, before you started maybe your evangelistic ministry, especially if you're an evangelist, God will give you one encounter where you saw people dying. You just had a dream. You woke up where everybody was almost, how many of you have heard that vision? And you felt as if in the next 1 year or next to every, the God will, how many years has passed now? You will now see. Some of you, you will think that vision is wrong. No, it's not wrong. God is thinking from his realm. And you are approaching God's thought from your own realm. As far as God is concerned, that is now. But God's now can span 100 years. And when God says now, if you take it, whether it's 100 years or before now, when you take God's now as your own now, it will become your now. That is actually what is faith. So when the scripture speaks, what has happened before? For God, it is still now. But you are the one that said it happened 2,000 years ago. For God, it didn't happen 2,000 years ago. God is looking at the beginning and end of time at the same time. So if you put hand in what God said 2,000 years ago, for him is now. If you make it your now will meet God's now and there will be result. Are you getting the point now? So if this is true now, you will understand why the scripture will come and say that these are the elect. If you now fall out of faith, it will be assumed that you were never part of it from the beginning. If you enter into the faith, it will be assumed that you have always been part of it. That is the mystery of eternity lining up with man's faith for God's project. Anytime you exercise faith in God, his eternal blueprint accommodates you as if you have always been there. If you step out, it will assume you were never there. Even though you used to be there, it will rearrange itself. That is, don't use your mind. You can try from the scripture. But where the scripture stops, stop. Because there are many things even we, with our best attempt, cannot be able to decipher in this realm. It's bigger than us. Even Paul, many people like Job, people like David, they said that this knowledge is bigger than me. But I know you want to know all of them. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. So that doctrine of it, thank God for the other man that rose up and started balancing it, started teaching that, of course, that there is a partnership between what God has done and the exercising of the will of man. That if there is no part for man to play, then there is no need God involving man. In fact, the very reason why man actually fell in the first place is because God gave man the ability to exercise his own will. So if man exercises his will in the fall, it is only normal. It is only normal, not just normal, legal, that what should bring about the redemption of man should also be an exercising of his own what? Will. You exercise will to fall. You have to exercise will to be what? Redeemed. If you did not exercise your will to fall, then there is no need for your will to be exercised, to be saved. If you are with me so far, say amen. Their teaching is suggesting that there is no need for you to do anything. So a pastor sees
his wife that is living in sin and going to hell, and tell him to pray and teach and preach to the person. He says that he doesn't know if the person is part of the elect. I'm not telling you a story. I'm telling you what has happened. Are you seeing it? That thing from the root, it kills the evangelistic ministry entirely. It kills the evangelistic worldview of the church. And I hope you know, what keeps the church on its toes is the evangelistic dimension. Once you remove the evangelistic dimension, and yeah, thank God for the pastoral, but the pastoral grounds is true that, and teaching ground, that's very good. It grounds, but after some time, you are now grounded and stay one place. It's a good thing, but it is not also a good thing. Because there is a place, if you have only encountered a pastoral ministry, you will notice that you will get to a point, then settle and become comfortable and satisfied with life. But if you are an evangelist all the time, you want to jump out. That's where you need a balance. As I always teach my people, every pastor should go out on evangelism, outreach once or twice, so that he can understand the heart of the evangelist. And every evangelist should come back and pastor once or twice so that he can have patience and understand why a pastor can stay on one person for 6 years. If you are with me so far, say amen. Okay, watch. Who are Israelites to whom pertaineth, number one, the adoption, number two, the glory? These are heavy things. Do you know what is the adoption? I think I've thought a little on it. This is the... Paul is speaking of matters heavier than you. What have you been taught in church, self? If you have not been... I see believers in many churches. They are not taught anything. That's why they are lazy. That's why some of them see us the way we pray. They feel we are praying too much. For God's sake, you don't know why you are born again. Do you actually know what God wants to achieve? It is that understanding of the purpose of God from the ages that puts a man in a place where God cannot deny but use you. As I'm going to show you, the way you have understood and positioned yourself, God can bypass you. Stop praying, God use me. Just don't notch everywhere. If heaven is looking, they can't look behind you. You just block their lens. You see this camera now? I blocked it. Can you see my face? He can't see my face. Baba Tunde, can you see my face? You can't see my face. This handkerchief, I blocked it. That's how you should block God. Block him. Any other person that wants to collect it, he has to pass through you and get to them. How do you get there? That's the question. That's why we're teaching. How do you get there? How do you get to the point that God cannot do anything and then totally forget you? Somehow, you find yourself there. Tires! Fear attackers. No. I prayed this prayer for more than 16 years. I told you people yesterday, I said, God, I don't know where you want to do it. I don't know how much. I don't know. But anywhere it is, find me there. Put me there. If not, you will be selling manpower now. Yes. 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 You know what pained me the most? We finished Sonship Conference. The guy sang out. I was saying, hi, look at God's vessel. Mighty vessel. I was thinking of how God will begin to use him. I suddenly saw something on his WhatsApp status. Then he saw it now. He now posted it and said, buy manpower. Do you know my... If he ended there, no problem. He posted it and posted bedpans flyer after it. If what I'm saying is not true, get him the mic. What I'm saying, is it true or not?
I said, what? I saw the first one, I didn't say anything. Saw the second one, I didn't say. When I saw the manpower with bed fangs, I said, what was the connection between manpower and bed fangs? This is the mixture, the adulteration. We are with a generation we drink and be confused. The mixture of manpower and bed fangs. How shall they survive this? I just went to the place and clicked it and said, bro, where are you? Do you know what he answered me? He said he's at Imo State in his village. Abia State in his village. I said, huh. I said, okay. After some time, I said, bro, where are you? Because he thought I was asking for a physical location. You told me where you are going, where you are traveling, and I'm asking you where you are going, and you think it's a physical location. It means that you are off the radar. They know they find you. And if you can't be found, you can't be helped. I want to ask a question. Are you not reading your Bible? God came and asked Adam, where are you? I want to ask, are you saying that God doesn't know where Adam is? What is he actually looking for? There is a spiritual, there is an office that man is occupying, is vacant. And the proof of the vacancy is that the administration, the guidanceship that should have come from that office is now missing. And as a result of that missing guidanceship, everywhere is in chaos. When heaven designed the chaos, they knew that this is as a result of a default from a guidanceship that should come from an office. And there is a man that has been given that guidanceship. It will only mean that man has vacated his office. So God didn't need to check. He said, Adam! Where? Adam. But I'm not talking to you anyway. Show me my scripture. I think we can ask this sister, where are you? Who are Israelites to whom pertained the adoption, one, the glory, the covenant, the giving of the law, and the service of God and the promises? Whose are the fathers, and of whom as concerning the flesh, the flesh Christ came? Who is over all? God blessed forever. Amen. Okay. Not as though the word of God had taken non-effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Okay? So Paul is just comforting himself. Can you read this scripture the way I'm seeing it? Can't you see it? Anthony, can you see what I'm seeing? He's just comforting himself. He said, he saw that Israelites are not following this thing. He said, what it will mean now is that it's not everybody that is Israelites in the flesh that is really Israelites. That there are also people that are Israelites that are not Israelites in the natural, that is Israelite in the spirit. So there are many Israelites and Israelites. The two thing is that the Israelites are not following. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. Are you seeing it? He said, not also because they are the children of Abraham. That doesn't automatically make them. Jesus also confirmed this anyway. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God. Are you getting it? Saying, the people that are the children from the flesh, they are not. So the seed that is being spoken about, which is literally represented in the life of Isaac, that the sons or the offspring or generations that came from Isaac naturally from the flesh is not actually the ones that God is speaking about. Are you getting the point? But meanwhile, the man Isaac is carrying two dimensions of seed, a natural seed and a spiritual seed. And the scripture is trying to say here that the basis for this teaching is not an exhortation or exegesis on the importance or necessity or participation of the natural seeds. That the emphasis here is on the supernatural or spiritual seeds. It's trying to say that when you heard the children and the seed of Isaac, that what these people didn't know and
which made them to claim something that is not even theirs, something that they did not understand, is that Isaac is carrying two dimensions of seed. God called Abraham and said, come, he came. He said, look at the sand on the seashore. Is it not true? No. If he stopped there, then he would have just ended at natural seeds. He called him again and said, look at the sky. Is it not true? And he saw the stars representing spiritual seeds. So there are two dimensions of the multiplication of the seed that God handed out to Abraham. But it was, he was trying to say, according to faith and the ordinations and purposes of God that is flowing out through Christ, that can only be accessed through believing and having faith in him, that the seeds that can multiply in that dimension is a spiritual seed. Meanwhile, the people that are Israelites in the natural is claiming the blessings that can only come to them if they become a participant of that through the spiritual seed. He said, okay, you now see that you are a natural seed and your natural seed did not amount for anything in the context of the actual purpose of God, because the Christ of God is a spiritual thing. The Christ of God is a spiritual office. Meanwhile, what they thought is that the Christ will come and deliver them from the Roman government and establish a physical government upon the face of the earth. That will happen, but it is in the 1,000-year reign of Christ. For now, there is a spiritual kingdom that is established. It is such a big matter that even his exact apostles did not even understand the real meaning of, the real extent and context and meaning of what Jesus is trying to do, which is one of the major reasons God has to raise the vessel of Paul. He told them in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, he said, that ye might know my understanding in the mystery of Christ, that it is within the boundaries of what Christ is, what is in Christ, and what Christ can do, that God can function only. So that means that the purposes of God has been summarized into Christ. And according to the book of Ephesians chapter 1, that is not an afterthought. The scripture said in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 that God has ordained that it will be so even before the foundation of the earth. But in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he decided to start acting on what he thought. So everything God created and the way he created it and everything that he gave to be part of the creation, he created it in such a way that at the end it can be something that will walk towards the achieving of the purpose of God. And he said in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he will gather all things, sum all things up. Where? In Christ. So it will mean that Christ is the sum of all spiritual things. If you are with me so far, say amen. Amen. Now, if what I'm saying is a little too high for you, it is expected. That's why you can listen to it once. That's why some of the things we teach are, we just download wisdom from God and give to you. It will be a basis of your Bible study. In case you are a pastor in a church or whatever, you go and study it further and then expand it. Are you getting the point? Take the portion you feel is needful for your congregation now. Give them. Take the one you know is for you. Because everything is not for them. It might hold their throat. Huh? There is something you will say is only for somebody that has prayed for 6 hours for the last 1 year. That's the only one that can digest it. Their intestinal tract has not been developed enough to accommodate this kind of activity. Like I saw, I sent them one meme on our brother's WhatsApp group. It's only sisters that understood that dimension. Somebody came and said that what is hungering him now is to eat yam. You know the kind of yam? Emojiji or mommy? Dried yam. Boiled dried yam. You know that yam that is so dried? Dried. Punk. That one that if you eat it, it will hook you in the neck. Put it in oil, eat it, and it will hook you in the neck. You close your eyes. Then take chilled water, drink it. The guy actually said, then the thing will land on your stomach. Bim. He said, that's what he want. And then when he finish, that your eye will now be red. You know, now once that thing happens, you are doing like this. I have seen a food like that. I lived with a man during my secondary school. He's from Osaka.
Where is OJB?
You know the food. Ibago. Hey! The man, his own, no water, no nothing. And he doesn't take this thing. He rolls it like a ball in his hand like this. Full his hand. You now do it. Warm. He will now stay like this.
That is they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God. Clear. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. So there are two kinds of children here. Is it not true? Good. So, and I've explained it. Next verse. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have what? A son. Okay. And not this, and not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. Next verse. For the children, this is where I'm coming to. This is one of the hardest scriptures to explain in this world. Is it not true? But we will make an attempt by the mercies of God. My point is to make a point in your heart. I will stop where the scripture stopped. And we'll cry the cry that the scripture cried. Because even the man that is teaching us here in the book of Romans chapter 9, the thing confused him. But looking behind, we will see that the guiding factor, he also mentioned it. The guiding factor is election. Is it not true? So we should major on the things that make somebody electable. This thing is showing us that is an adage we have in our place. He said, how can somebody be in water and soap will enter his eyes? I hope you know it's possible. Has it not even happened to you? Has it not even happened to you? Have you not been taking bath? One day I was using shower to take bath. I don't know how the whole thing happened. And all that. Soap entered my eye. I was watching it. It refused to go. I have to come. Imagine. I was in shower. I rushed out of the shower and used towel to clean my eye. How many of you? Okay. I think I'm the only one it has happened. Huh? You are taking your bath. Soap entered your eye and you left the water. You can't even look. If you are using bucket, sorry for you. You can't locate where it is. If a man will go, Oga. You can't even locate where the water is. Are you with me? I used the towel, cleaned my eye, before I now went back to the shower to continue. So Paul is bothered why somebody will be under the shower and soap will enter his eye. The reason why he is bothered is because he has not met you. He has not met many of you. It will not happen to you in Jesus' name. Yeah. I want to solve that quadratic equation for you. I'm telling you, somebody sent me a vision. He said he saw where I was solving question that has four arbitrary parts. And the first part has four pages. So it's calculation. So when you hear me speaking, you will think it's just words. And I read and aboard. Can't you see we are solving complex things? Yes, so much so that some of you is feeling the way you are feeling in your math class before. Is it not how you are feeling now? Yes, sir. Are you not feeling the way you feel in some complex math classes? That's it. We are solving something. And if you miss one line, you will not follow anymore. Pray in tongues for 1 minute so that you will come up. So that you will come up. When you pray in tongues, you ascend. You come into the place where things are speaking. Man speaks, but God speaks through that words that man is speaking. That's what you need to come abreast with. Miracle, Shukuchebendo, pray.
Keep praying a little more. Pray a little more. Don't get tired. If you can get it correct, it solves all the problems that you need. Solve your personal problem. Solve the problem of your calling. Solve the problem of your family, your destiny. Even solve the problem of a generation. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. Sovelia Capona Pahatas Zevete Capian Palacopa Tania Patamapaca Vetoquam Pariam Palicatua Satelia Vecapompelia Paratacapala Japampequa Tatacapalia. Whether you believe it or not, something is happening to you. You are becoming that man that God is looking for. Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. If there is more, Lord, I am available to you. Is more.
what our scripture have started. For the children being not yet born. So you will see that the game of divine election is like indeed an election. There is a politicking in the spirit. There is divine politics taking place. We were in intercession and prayed and prayed and prayed and came to one point in the spirit. Suddenly I found out that there is more politics in the spirit than even in the natural. What you call politics in the natural is nothing. I want to ask you, when you hear the word watchers, what do you think it is? Who are these watchers? I hope you know that there are angelic and human dimension of this. Are you getting the point? When you hear that this is the decree of the watchers, the holy ones, who are they? Who are they? Did you notice that a point came? God wanted to do something in Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, how can I do this without telling our friend Abraham? This is a man. The man has gained so much of territorial authority that even God himself has to discuss the matter with him. Remember that the man said with his mouth that the things that we came to do, we have heard it, we found out and confirmed that it's true. We are now here to come and enforce it. Only for us to appear, and then we saw that there is a man that is there that we cannot bypass him. A matter that is already closed, Abraham touched it and opened it by statute. He said, what if I find 50 people? The matter has been closed though. But because Abraham is a member of heavenly parliament, so he is a man, but he's a senator in heaven. I tell you truth in God, this matters I speak is a spiritual reality. You have heard me say it before. I was here 2019. That's when we went to Lagos for that meeting. Me, Jasper, and Ugochukwu went to Lagos. I was in this hall that time. This is when we got this hall new. There was nothing here. Everywhere was bare. And we went. I personally went on. I think about how many days did we go together? 3 days, right? I was coming from a 5 days or 4 days thereabout. And then when I finished, God told me it was not enough. Because as soon as I entered, suddenly I was taken up to the heavens. And in that place, there was a debate. That was the first time I saw for certain things for you to be called into. What people see as calling is just a manifestation of what has already happened. You fighting it at that point, you don't know what you are doing. Because as of the point that you are fighting it, it's already happened. What you are fighting is a manifestation of the decrees, the decisions, the charters that took place in places that no human can enter. That was what was happening. When I was called, you have heard me say it, and there are many that has happened, but this is the one that became clear to me. When I came to that place, I noticed that there, it seemed as if it was a panel, and there are people for, and people against, and people that are just neutral there. We press for more. And guess what? Once you get the first one correct, heaven will assume that a man on a path that is correct will always be correct until you prove them wrong. If you pass the first one, they will naturally put your name in the second one. Are you getting the point? Until you prove them wrong, they assume that that first decision you took that was correct, that brought you to the place where you are being considered as a participant in the move of God, that when we start sorting out for people that will be frontliners in this move, that you too should be qualified. If you are qualified in the first one, why won't you be qualified in until you prove them wrong? So that's when I found out the politics that is taking place. After fasting for 3-4 days, what I was doing in the 4 days is to produce evidence in that court. That's all I was doing. The question they're asking in that 2019 was, why should we give it to this young man? Why? That's when politics, high ranking politics, we started invoking some things that
I might not be free to tell you now. We started invoking it. After 4 days, they still told me it's not enough. I knew I needed hands. They didn't know why I called them. They joined me in that intercession. We were two. We were fasting and praying. Fasting and praying. It was after that fasting and prayer when we now came to that meeting at Redemption Camp. That's when that angel of the Lord's presence was released for my ministry. There are angels and there are angels. That angel of the Lord's presence, once he comes, when I'm speaking, it seems as if there is a canopy, there is something resting. You can't explain it. You want to shake it off, you cannot. It's there, you can't deny it. Even an unbeliever can testify that there is something hanging. Don't end like this, my friend. It's not the person that God ordained. You will have to know how to progress in the things that God has ordained for you. Listen to me. That's when, some time before the ministration, the place that they kept me as a lodge, things were happening. I was fasting, praying, a lot of things. God's love, I think you later came now. You came now. Huh? Okay, you actually went with them. Why am I always removing you in this story? But you didn't follow them to join me and lead prayer. You came there as a social media man. One of those days, I was praying. And then what happened is that, of course, some people saw it. I was brought before the throne in heaven. And suddenly, Jesus himself took a jar of oil, started pouring it, finished it on my head. Now the people that is outside didn't know what happened. I was inside the inner room. When I came out, they said that people are looking for me. As soon as I came out from the door to see the people looking for me, all of them fell under power. I did not say anything. That means that what I came, the man that entered is not the man that came out. Something came on you. My ministry became another thing from that time onwards. Huh? In as of that moment, we have won election. Pray to God, tell you, help me to win election, even if it's one. Kaina agakwanu ni huchi neke bikon. Ofeba ino omasirike. Ofeba ino sis omasirike ebu no biki. Is it your mind? Shofadia kapona. Pele copantelia capanahate, Shapata capampola, Apreco patelia, Shapampeco parataca, Capelia para campelas, Sakayas. Just pray a little more. Prayers in moments like this means a lot to God. It carries a lot of weight in the spirit. It is a moment of prayer. Those moments in prayer carry things that several other things and several other times cannot carry. There are walls surrounding that prayer. There are encounters. There are dealings. There are realities surrounding that prayer. If you pray it well, you can fellowship with those realities. Yet born,
neither have done any good or evil. Because some people think that all that is required is for them to be a good person. This is not on the basis of just morality. In fact, when you are taken to the heavenly places, one of the things you will understand is that morality is just a code of humans. That in heaven, they operate with something higher. The civilization that sponsors the life of the heavenlies is beyond that of morality. Morality is too weak to support the life of the heavenlies. That is why when God wanted to bring you into his ecosystem, he gave you his own civilization. What sponsors his own life is what is called righteousness. Righteousness is not a matter of right and wrong. Righteousness is God's own nature. This is what forms his being, and because of how that informed his being, it also informs his action. Are you getting it? So the response and the actions of God comes from his own being, his personality. That is why before you ever did anything as a believer, God gave you his own nature. And what made you different from an unbeliever is not just your act, it is where you are acting from. Is it not true? Because an unbeliever can do a good thing and that thing will be called self-righteousness. You will do the same thing and it will be accepted by God. Is it not true? That means that what is actually the matter is not what is being done. It is not the action. It is where the action is coming from. Who sponsored this action? Where is the origin of the action? When we trace the origin of your action, we found out that it originated from the nature of God. And if it is in the nature of God, that means it came from God himself. So the plan that God had to infiltrate and colonize every sphere, starting from the city of man, because the Bible called you a city. He said that you are like a city that is set on the hill. Every man is like an island, a city in the spirit. That is why for God to actually colonize a physical environment, the only way, the method, the system through which God can achieve that is to colonize a man. God believes that when humanity is colonized, then the territory will come under their subjection. So it is not possible. Whilst we are looking for methods, the method of God is man. Until God gets a man, he has not gotten anything. And that is why the civilization of God's righteousness, the intention of God is that he should cover a nation. But for it to cover a nation, he has to cover a people. And that is why we keep saying that if you come to a place and it seems as if the righteous standard of God is not there, like Nigeria, corruption is there. We don't need to look far. We have to find it in the church. It means that corruption is in the church. If it's not in the church, it won't be in the society. Because the way God ordained it is that the life that is in you is an all-conquering life. The connection that God made is that of, he connected it to a mustard seed that is little. The scripture said that is the least of all the seed. But when it is planted, it becomes something so gigantic that the best of the earth can rest on it. That is how much God trusted. And all the parables that were spoken in that place are parables of the kingdom, representing how the kingdom of God is like a seed. But the power and potentials of that seed is raised to the power infinity. Raised to the power what? Infinity. We don't know the end. We don't know the end. We cannot fully explain how much God can achieve through the life of a man that is yielded to the Holy Ghost. What you will see will shock you in 1 year. What you will see will literally make you. There is no calculation that can carry it. It will mean that God is not interested in you. He's just looking for an excuse to do something. Why not give him that excuse? Why not give him that excuse? What are the excuses you are looking for to invade the United States? I give you that excuse. What is the excuse you are looking to invade my family? I give you that excuse. What are the excuses? Show me. Show me in teachings. Show me in visions. Show me in circumstances. I will follow. I will heed. He will show you. Well, several times people speak with their mouth, but their heart is not ready to follow the demands of God. When God begins to speak, all those people will begin to go. Because all they desired, when the price to be paid for them to become the men that God will use begins to come, they will say, God, we didn't mean it this way. We actually want you to use us, but this price is too much for us to pay.
to become used in this measure. They will keep looking at the things that God can do, but they are not willing to pay price.
Carry me, Holy Ghost, carry me. Carry me, carry me. Carry me, Holy Ghost, carry me. Carry me. Carry me, Holy Ghost, carry me. Oh, carry me. Carry me. Oh, carry me. Carry me.
We can't do it by ourselves. Nobody has been able to do it by himself, except the Lord builds a city. In vain do the builders build. The scripture said, in vain do we stay awake in the night. In vain do we eat the bread of sorrow.
Oh, carry me.
be ashamed to tell him. Don't hold back. Their hands to go to United States of America. I have a strong leading. And if you have anything to do with them, that place from here, pay attention to every demand that God is making on your life now. Pay the price. God is selecting men now. He's selecting men. He's just trying to send men certain places. Don't miss your moment and come back and cry later. We have dismissed for the night, but you can keep praying if you feel like. The next 1 or 2 minutes, you can cast your seed and offering. Tomorrow we meet again by 5 p.m.
We believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edude Chukwu, with unlimited access to life-transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.